I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 808, Regrets. Kenny Chesney has a song titled, A Lot of Things Different. It's really a song about regrets. He goes through a litany of things he wished were different, including going to see Elvis when he was in town, spending more time with his dad, going to church, and so on. The line in the chorus that gets me every time is this. People say they wouldn't change a thing, even if they could. Oh, but I would. Do you have any regrets? Let's talk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. As a pastor, I've talked with a lot of people at the end of their life, and often they take time to share their regrets. I've never had anyone tell me they wish they made more money, or climbed the corporate ladder, or accumulated more stuff. No, what they say is, I wish I'd spent more time with my loved ones. I didn't tell people I loved them often enough. I was too stubborn to admit my mistakes and apologize. I held on to bitterness, and it destroyed me. I was consumed with work. I wasted too much time. I valued things over relationships. I worried too much. Can you relate to any of those? Let's ask this question. Is regret a sin? No, it's not. How do we know? Well, God had regrets. In Genesis 6, it says, when the Lord saw that human wickedness was widespread on the earth, and that every inclination of humankind was nothing but evil all the time, the Lord regretted that he made man on the earth and was deeply grieved. Or 1 Samuel 15, the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned his back on following me and has not performed my commandments. So having regrets is not a sin. And if you're human, you have regrets. If you're a Christian, you might be wondering, but what does the Bible say about regrets? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines regret as being sorrowful, mournful, or to be sorry for a past mistake or decision. Yes, regrets can lead to repentance, which leads to a new way of thinking and a new way of living. And that means regrets can be a good thing. Acts 3:19 says, Repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted out. But no, we can't live there in the past shame and pit of blame. Paul was the chief of sinners, and he said, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what is ahead. In Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. No matter what regrets you may be carrying around, they have been completely forgiven by Jesus. When a person places faith in Christ, they are forgiven of all their sins, past, present, and future. So I agree with Kenny Chesney. People say they wouldn't change a thing. Oh, but I would. And that's okay. It's not the regrets that's the problem. It's what you do with them that matters. So let's frame it. Your past is forgiven. Your present is now full of opportunity. And your future is sure. God's mercies are new, not stale, not old, not iffy, not conditional, but new every morning. Here's the great question. What regrets do you have? And what are you going to do with them? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your powerful word that offers hope when I feel weighed down with my regret. Thank you for showing me the difference between worldly sorrow and godly sorrow that leads to repentance and leads back to you. Whether I'm holding on to regret of past sin or regret about decisions I've made or whatever it might be that's holding me back, give me your freedom and your forgiveness. Help me, Lord. I realize I've been carrying around regret for my mistakes. Today I bring them to you. Thank you for forgiving me and cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your son Jesus who takes away my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 809. And in the meantime, when people tell me, I don't have any regrets, I just don't believe them. Of course they do. Now, if they mean that they don't live there, I can get on board with that. If they mean that they've learned and grown even from their mistakes, I can get on board with that. If they mean they wouldn't change a thing even if they could, I don't buy that. We all have regrets. and we can acknowledge them and let them go, because we are new creatures in Christ. The old has passed away, and the new has come. Thanks be to God.